What is going on, everybody? Happy Friday morning. Coming to you live from the treadmill, so if you hear a little noise in the background, that's just me getting my steps in. It's early Friday morning, a little snow on the ground. It's almost the end of May, and excited about it. So today we're doing a little Q&A. And so before I dive into the question of the day, if you have questions, I might have answers. So if you have questions, you can post them right below here. You can post them inside this group. You can post them on the podcast. You can make a comment. Wherever you can post, you can comment, you can reach out, whether it's email, then you can drop a question. So if you do have questions, I assure you, I can get you some answers, right? So without further ado, if you are new here, my name is Logan Manzanares. I'm a business owner, fitness professional, transformed well over 2,000 people's lives through the thing we call health and fitness, real estate investor, a husband and father, and one of the most grateful people on this planet. And so the question we have today is, I can't afford a trainer. How do I get help? Right? Great question. So I can't afford a trainer. So let's dive into that first piece of it, right? I can't afford it. If you watched my video yesterday or listened to my podcast yesterday, go back and listen to that, right? So the moment that we say I can't, I won't, I don't, you ultimately just stop the brain from thinking. You just shut it down. It creates this, okay, this is the end of the line. You put a wall up, you put a limit on what is possible, right? So when you say I can't afford it, all of a sudden you just shut down, and all of a sudden your creativity goes to zero. And so think about this. So if you're watching this, maybe you're a parent, maybe you're a coach, maybe you're somebody who influences other people. Like if you were to tell your, if your kids walked up to you and say, hey mom, like I just can't figure out how to walk when they're 1 to 2 years old, right? Or I can't figure out how to talk at 2 to 3 years old. Maybe they wouldn't say that because they can't talk, right? They say, hey, I can't figure out this math problem, 2 plus 2. You're like, well, do you think saying I can is going to help you? As a parent, that'd be like a really easy thing to say, right? It's like, do you think saying can is going to help you? They're like, no, of course not. Awesome, right? And so why do you think it's any different as you become an adult, as you get into your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, right? I can't afford something. Wrong question, right? The real question is, how can I afford a trainer? How can I afford a trainer, right? That's the question you ask yourself. And when you start thinking about it that way, all of a sudden you start to come up with solutions. You start to come up with creative ways to make it happen, right? Because the moment you say, I can't, is the moment that nothing happens. And so it's probably not the answer that you're probably thinking of, right? Or that you're thinking about getting. But ultimately, like, if you believe a trainer, a coach, somebody who has walked the walk, someone who's talked the talk, someone who literally can shortcut the process for you to get where you are to where you want to be in the shortest amount of time possible, the shortest pain possible, without you having to do all these, like, try it out things, then the question is to be how, not if or I can't, right? And I will tell you that I highly recommend that if you do actually want to transform your life, transform your body, like, getting a coach is the best way to do it. Like, whether it's health and fitness, whether it's business, whether it's relationships, like, a mentor, a coach, is going to be the thing that fast tracks you to get where you want to go. I'm a huge believer in that, and I'm willing to invest all the money. I'll go all in. I've done it so many times before, and the first time I did it, so I'll tell you this, the first time I did it was with a business coach, and it was 2017, it was about 4 years ago. I remember sitting in, it was in my gym at the time, and I was scrolling through Facebook, and I found this guy on an app. And he said that he could basically help me fill my gym up in 30 days. I was like, okay, cool. So I looked on the ad, gave my information, saw a couple case studies, like, okay, this is interesting. Ended up getting a call from his assistant, talked with her for about 20 minutes. She qualified the hell out of me. I was like, okay, it's worth getting on a phone call, right? And so I ended up getting on a call with, his name was Alex, 2 days later. And I was sitting at my, well, at that time she was my wife. She's my wife now. Sitting at her house. It was like Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Got on a call with him, and he started telling me about the program. I was like, wow, this thing is really cool. Like, this sounds like it could work. And before I got on that call, I remember my wife, Katie, who at the time, again, was my girlfriend. She's like, how much do you think it's going to cost? And I was like, I don't know, $2,000 or $3,000, probably somewhere in there, right? And so we started getting into the nitty-gritty of the program. And I was like, okay, this is awesome. I was like, well, how much does it cost, right? And this is what he said. He's like, are you ready for the sticker shock? I was like, okay. He said, 10 grand. I was like, oh, my heart just sunk. I sat there, closed my eyes, and I was just like, wow. And I just sat there for a moment. He didn't say a word. And I started like vlogging through my options. I was like, this is like basically the doer. This is like, this is the commitment, right? This is the yes or no, like put my money where my mouth is commitment. And I thought about it. And at that time, I literally had $10,000. Like I'd say $10,000. It wasn't even a bank account. It was actually underneath my pillow. Like those Crown Royal cases, the purple case that you actually get when you buy a bottle of Crown Royal. Like I had $10,000 sitting in one of those Crown Royal cases under the pillow of my bed, because that's how like afraid I was of losing this money, right? I cling to it like it had some magical powers. And I remember sitting there, I was like, all right, fuck it, let's do it, right? And I told him that he'd have to wait, like, I think he'd have to wait till I put the money in the bank account, but I gave my bank account information, had it all set up, and boom, it was off to the races, right? And I remember leaving my wife's house, the time I get my girlfriend, that day, like an hour later. I remember driving and just like crying and just knowing that like that moment, life was gonna be different, you know? And I had no idea if I was gonna be successful or not. I just knew it was gonna be different. I knew that either it was gonna make me successful or it was going to be the thing that literally lost all my money. But either way, it was going to be a life-changing experience. And so I made the commitment. I'm so lucky I did, because man, that moment like totally transformed my life. And to like put in perspective, the previous 3 years that I was in business, we had made about $100,000 combined between all 3 years. And within the first month of, and we had about 37 clients, like 35, 36, 37 clients. And within the first month of investing with my coach, we had made $50,000 in a month and got over 100 clients in a month. And so it completely transformed my business. It was one of those moments where I just went all in, right? I had to figure out how to make it work. And so if you're sitting here like, man, I just can't afford it. Like you're asking the wrong questions. Like, how can I afford it? Right? And that's whether it's like putting on credit, whether it's just like finding the money under the pillow, right? Whether it's asking, borrowing. Like when you become committed to the goal, nothing is going to stop you. That's ultimately the number one thing that is going to get you to your goal is the commitment level, right? And here's a belief that I have and that I found to be true, is that money creates commitment. So when you put money down, you are ultimately committed. And when you don't put money down, you're not committed. And so if you actually look at your bank account right now, so let's say, again, we have two people, right? Let's say that you're the person who is overweight. You're not happy with yourself, not confident with yourself. You're not happy with where your health and fitness is, right? I want you to look at your bank account. Look at your expenses. How many expenses are going towards your health and fitness? How many expenses are going towards you bettering yourself, right? The funny thing is that when we think of expenses, we always think about negatives, right? But expenses are the things that make us rich, right? Now, let's say that you look into a fit person. Let's say you look at my bank account, for example, right? Or just I want you to visualize a fit person, right? I want you to scroll through their expenses. Like, how many expenses do you think in there are going towards their goals of becoming a fit human being, right? Like, why is that? It's because where our money goes, we go, right? And right now, your money's not where it needs to be, clearly. So by putting your money here into a program, your attention follows it, your commitment follows it, and all of a sudden, you start to make different decisions, start to do different things. And all of a sudden, you start to like, oh, I'm gonna not go out and party on the weekends, and instead, I'm going to go to the grocery store, and I'm gonna meal prep on Friday night. Right? That saves money, creates money, and you wake up without a hangover, you wake up in the morning and go work out instead of just spending all day hungover, right? Boom, wow, boom. Small decision, big difference. And that's ultimately what this is all about, right? And so that's really the message I have for you today, is like, get rid of this I can't, I won't, I don't. Get rid of your limits. Because the limits you put on yourself are all self-imposed. Like ultimately there is so much money on this planet. There's so much opportunity. And when you come at it from the point of view of like, just how can I afford this? How can I make it work? What can I do? Right? Rather, and so the second piece of this question is like, what do I do? Like, at least that shows you're open to thinking. And that's a positive, right? Now just reframe that first question. It's like, how can I afford it? And how can I do this? When you're able to do those two things, man, life gets really fun, it gets really easy. And all of a sudden you start to be able to create things that you never thought you could create. You start to do things and people look at you weird because you're like, how'd you do that? Or why do you think that way? It's like, because I chose to believe it. Because most people choose to believe that they can't. Most people choose to believe that they're not worth it. Most people choose to believe that they can't spend money on themselves, that they can't do it for themselves, right? And that's just a choice. But you can also choose the other way. You can choose to believe that you are worth it, that you do invest in yourself, that you take care of number one first, right? And that you can make it work, you always make it work, right? And it's a core belief of mine. It's one of the biggest reasons why I was able to invest that first $10,000 is because, you know what? I was like, I'll figure it out. I have to, right? There's only one option. That's to figure it out. I remember sitting there with my team that Monday morning, so it was a Saturday. So Monday morning, I told them what I just did. I was like, we're going to make this work. There's no way it's not going to work. If I have to go knock on doors to make this thing work, I will do whatever it takes. And that's the kind of mentality that allowed me to be successful in that moment. And in any other moment I've ever been successful, it's been that same mentality, right? And so for you, you need to do the same thing. It's like, hey, if you actually spend $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on a program to help you get your life under control, like, do you think you're actually going to, like, just keep on doing what you're doing right now? Like, take a meh attitude on when all of a sudden, like, you get offered a cookie, you get offered to go off plan, or you say, oh, I don't really feel like going to the gym today. Hey, when you got $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 on the line, you think you're going to act a little differently? Like, hey, I'm not wasting this money. I've invested. I'm committed, right? And there lies the difference between somebody actually getting results and somebody just always trying. Like, the further that you can get yourself away from a trying out commitment, the more likely you are to be successful. And that's why our program works. It's because we get you away from this trying out commitment and say, you're going all in. You're either with us or you're not. Either way, you're gonna know exactly where you stand. And so, like, if you don't want to do the program, you're not ready yet. And it's totally fair, right? But if you are ready, you're gonna make the commitment with not only your money, but your time and your attention, then let's go, right? And that's why we guarantee results. It's for the same reason, because we just know that when you put your money where your mouth is, you get the results you came for. And that's what you came here for, right? Like, if you want to keep trying it out and keep doing the same bad diet cycles over and over again, keep doing it, right? But ultimately, this can be your one-stop shop. So anyway, that's the answer to this Q&A today. Hopefully that would resonate with you. Hopefully that made sense. And if it did, please let me know. Like, comment, share all the good stuff. And again, remove those limits. Change the question, how can I afford it? Life gets so much more fun. So my name is Logan Manzanares, and I am out. Bye.